This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Governor Chris Sununu unveiled his plans for the next two-year state budget today. The governor proposed new spending on several fronts, including education, the state mental health system, and child protective services. NHPR senior political reporter Josh Rogers was at the State House for the address, and he's here with me now. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Peter.
So how did Governor Sununu set the stage for the next few months of budget negotiations today?
Well, I think it's fair to say he laid down some markers in terms of what he's willing to contemplate in a spending plan. No new or increased taxes or fees was an emphasis, and he wants a fat rainy day fund. And, you know, in terms of the spending side, the governor wants big ticket items to be mostly kind of one-offs, one-time investments that don't obligate the state with increased ongoing expenses. And, you know, politically speaking, I think he tried to make the case in ways that were both subtle and not terribly subtle that he should be seen as making responsible funding choices. And the Democrats, in his estimation, haven't always done so when they've controlled the budget process. And as they hold the legislative majority, they do really control the budget process this year.
Mm-hmm. So let's dive into a few of those elements that he's going to be prioritizing this time around. One of them is education. How is he going about addressing what he wants to achieve with respect to education?
Well, one big thing is he's doing is he's proposing a targeted school building aid program that he plans to fund with $63 million that's due to some accounting changes, will be essentially taking the surplus out of the so-called Education Trust Fund, directing that to school building aid. The governor didn't release the details of the targeting for him, but the idea, I think, is to help school districts in property-poor towns, or at least prioritize districts that have real needs. Interestingly, he didn't really talk about the adequacy formula, which is a big debate hanging over Concord this year. Is will lawmakers and the governor meaningfully revisit the formula that distributes school aid to public schools in New Hampshire? He did also talk about a debt forgiveness program for college graduates. There'll be more details to come on that, but that's certainly something the governor's administration is emphasizing. Mm-hmm.
So all of that would be funded essentially, one-time funds in state surplus for one-time spending.
Or changes in accounting, but yes.
Or changes in accounting, okay. And what about the mental health system? How's he addressing concerns over that?
Well, I think the biggest thing there was him making good on his promise to find a way to remove the secure psychiatric unit from the state prison for 30 years. People civilly committed in New Hampshire have often found themselves in a facility that is behind the prison walls. That's been the subject of lawsuits, a lot of criticism from mental health advocates. The governor says he's going to put $40 million into building a new facility that will also create some flexibility in terms of some of the people who are now housed at the state hospital in Concord.
What about paid family medical leave? He made an announcement last month about a joint venture with the state of Vermont. Is he putting any new details out on that?
Well, the details aren't out yet. My understanding from his staff is that we're going to get more details in about a week on the particulars there. But he did invoke his paid family leave proposal that he's doing in conjunction with Vermont Governor Scott. He mentioned that it's not going to create now, nor will it ever require an income tax, which is kind of a dig at Democrats who have their own proposal that relies on a small payroll tax to pay for the program. We're going to learn more. The Democrats were quick to say the governor doesn't have a plan. We've never seen a plan, and we think our plan makes sense.
So in his budget address today, how far out on a limb politically did the governor go with his policy ideas? Were they, a mix of ones that would be, really unpalatable to some, or was this generally policy ideas that would be widely accepted?
Well, a lot of the policy ideas in terms of, like, increased spending for some education, increased staffing at DCYF, getting the secure psychiatric unit out of the hospital, those are all things that the Democrats are interested in as well. And, when Democrats reacted to his speech, they were kind of typical, like, well, we're devils in the details. We don't really know a lot of the particulars yet. And that's always true as soon as the governor presents a budget. But they were mainly put off by the governor's tone in terms of, chiding them, not, in their estimation, honoring the work they've been doing on these issues. And they have their own vehicles that create a paid family leave program that's different than the governor's, that add staff at DCYF, more staff than the governor's proposing, that look at things like provider rates for Medicaid, which the governor didn't do in his budget proposal, but which is always a big point of concern during budget negotiations. But, by and large, the governor didn't propose anything that on the spending side that Democrats would necessarily have ideological opposition to. It's the manner in which the governor talked about them and talked about their ideas that seemed to set them off. One thing we don't know is the degree to which the governor and his administration are going to try to engage with Democrats constructively. And we also don't know how much the Democrats are eager to really pay attention to any of the suggestions that the governor or Republicans make. Often budgets end up being pretty partisan documents at the end of the day. And, you know, we're going to figure this out over the next few months.
All right. NHPR's Josh Rogers. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.